Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my show. I'm your host, Diana Belarus, award-winning and best-selling author, Fahrenheit, The Journey of Transformation and The Light Within. The Light Within is a book about bringing all these beautiful traits you carry inside into the world and coming back to the beautiful human being you are with all the tools, all the information, quizzes, insight, and everything you need to create a healthy life for yourself, be healthy, be happy, and go after your dreams, go after your goals, and never go back to the person you were before you were seeking help, because all the answers to all of the questions are inside of you, and you know what is best for you, and never give up on yourself, your dreams, and you know best what is the best way to take and to make sure that you'll be able to create a life that is truly yours. Because, again, you're the boss, you're the one responsible for your life, and you're the one who should do the work. And nobody knows you like you know yourself. So keep in mind, the Light Within is available on Amazon. And you can reach me on my website, dianabelarus.com, as well as on Facebook. Message me if you want a copy. If you live in California or anywhere in the United States, I can send it to you. And the only thing you need to do is contact me. And I have this special going on. Every time you buy a book, you get an audiobook for free to pick up with a code from ACX. And this includes all the books available on Amazon, including my deceased mother, Nikulinka Mikova. She has an amazing book with poems. And if you buy her poems, you get a free book on ACX. So today I want to talk about Yulin, the dogs in China, because this celebration, they call it, is coming very soon. And a lot of dogs are going to lose their lives the way they're treated, the way they're slaughtered, the way they're exposed on so much violence, and it's absolutely embarrassing and unacceptable for a human being to treat animals like this. And in the world we live in right now, we need a lot of people who are loving, compassionate, and kind. And my motto is, if you're kind to the animals, then you'll be able to be kind and loving to everybody else. And animals bring the goodness inside of us, outside. And if we need some companion in our life, if we need somebody who unconditionally loves us, we usually look for a companion. And this companion is usually the dog, the cat. And what you will be able to find out, cats are being slaughtered also and used for human consumption. So since these little souls, they don't have the voice to defend themselves, and we are coming in this situation to be their voice, to be their justice, to do everything in our power to make sure that this heinous crime against innocent souls are put to an end. And I know China has been very stubborn when it comes to animal rights. Although they are a totalitarian country, we need to find a way to impose some kind of restrictions and pressure so they can do the job. And I have written 3 letters to them, and it looks like they're not doing anything. And I can tell you for sure that if they want to stop this from happening, they can do that, because I grew up in a totalitarian regime, and I know very well that they have the power to make them stop. It doesn't matter what kind of people are doing that. From what I found out, I interviewed several Chinese people. These are people who live in a jungle, but again, in a communist country, you can always, always, always prevent this from happening and enforce harsh laws so they will think five times before they do the crime. Not to mention they're stealing dogs from other people's homes, and these people need to be protected, as well as their companions at home. And what they're doing is a crime, and it's a shame about the human race. We don't want humans like this to walk around us. And it's not like every Chinese person does that. It's just people who are not in touch with who they are. They are not the real humans we want to have around. And these people should be punished. They should be put in jail. And they should have a really good reevaluation of their psychologic state of mind. And they should go and be rehabilitated. That's how I see it. And we all know how much love these little souls are giving to us every single day, especially now during COVID-19. They were our shoulder to cry. They were our joy at home. They were everything what we needed, especially people who were living alone. So anyway, I have some of the articles to read since it was brought to my attention that U.S. is banning dogs, animals to be imported from other countries because of rabies, and a lot of people are taking advantage and being dishonest and finding a way to bring animals without rabies vaccination in the country, and this is going to be banned for 1 year. And since I have been working with No Dogs Left Behind, helping them to bring the dogs here, helping them to find a good home, since I fostered one of the dogs, and I know very well how amazing these animals are, and these animals are being adopted to people who are having enough material things to fund basically this effort to stop the dog meat trade. And after what is going on at the moment since June 14, they won't be able to reunite the dogs which are being adopted here in the United States with their owners. And this is going to stop the work of No Dogs Left Behind, as well as other organizations working in Korea, working in Vietnam, Thailand, and everywhere else where these crimes should be stopped. And we have the power to do that. I know we are dealing with a lot of stuff right now, but please, please donate. Go to No Dogs Left Behind. Write to the organization that banned the dogs from China to be transported to United States. And I have this article in front of me. And I'm sorry, dishonest people are creating this kind of a situation, which is not very pleasant, and we are risking to expose these dogs to be slaughtered, to be treated in worst possible way, and we all know that dogs are not for human consumption as well as cats, and this there is nothing, it has nothing to do with bringing some kind of a warm summer and all of this, because there's nothing summery in the way these dogs are being slaughtered. There is plenty of videos available on YouTube, and I work with Martin Foundation here in Sherman Oaks, and I'm not talking about all Chinese people who are doing that. There are certain types of people who are doing that, and preventing people for being the voice for the voiceless is not the way it should go. Hurting people, going after them, and telling people that nothing like this is happening in China, Vietnam, Korea, and all this country, it's a crime. And you're basically showing total disrespect towards yourself and other people, and showing how much work you need inside to be done so you can stop this, so you can prevent this from happening. And let's face it, that animals are not here to serve us. They're here to enjoy life just like we do. And this tragic end of a life should never be tolerated. And here it is, an article about Yulin Dog Meat Festival 2021. While some locals claim it's part of their culture, millions protest against the cruel festival worldwide, and some people even adopt rescue dogs. And disclaimer, Ralph Me doesn't seek to promote this event, but rather raise awareness of the phenomenon. These are people who are trying to send message to the world that this, in fact, is happening. And here it is again from the article. It's really difficult topic to talk to. I love animals so much, and I have been working nights basically meeting dogs here on the airport in Los Angeles, and I have seen how traumatized they are and how much love they need. And I had this dog at home, and I know with love anything is possible, and how much she was able to heal and to become the kind of a dog every and each one of us should have, full of love and to trust people again. And of course there are some things that cannot be fixed, and we know how trauma works. Yulin Dog Meat Festival for Litter and Dog Meat Eating Festival is controversial festival held in Yulin, Guandiki during the summer solstice in June. It is estimated that since 2009, almost 15,000 dogs were consumed during festivities. Even though the festival started in 2009, eating dog meat is believed to be an ancient Chinese tradition. Chinese practitioners or folk medicine thought that dog meat is the best solution against summer heat, although there is no psychological or medical evidence to support it. During the 10-day festival, dogs and also cats are exhibited in metal cages and wooden crates before their skin cooked and eaten by visitors of the event. Not a big surprise why animal rights supporters fight against such a celebration. Campaigners and activists of animal rights state that animals are treated abnormally. Millions worldwide are joining the campaign to apply political pressure and end the festival. The Human Society International collected 11 million signatures on a petition calling for China authorities to ban the event. A Chinese group called Beijing Mothers Against Animal Cruelty presented that petition to Yulin officials. On the eve of the festival, many activists are protesting in China or in front of Chinese embassies, while hundreds of volunteers make an effort to stop the trucks transporting the dogs to the festival and rescued animals. Activist group in China can legally intercept dog meat trucks and confiscate dogs if the drivers don't have paperwork providing that on them. Some of the dogs turn to be stolen pets, are returned to owners, others are available for adoption in China and other countries. A shelter from the state of New York took 200 dogs, a San Diego Rescue Center took 18 dogs to Southern California, while the center in Massachusetts saved 5 animals. Thanks to international pressure, the number of dogs slaughtered during Yulin Dog Meat Festival has dropped considerably, and there is hope the festival will be banned completely. I hope this is going to happen. I have been working on this for the past probably 5-6 years, and I definitely want to see this after so many letters to China and China promising and making empty promises, not doing what they're supposed to do. And again, in communist countries, it's very easy to correct this, because I know how things work there, and I hope this is going to be the case. And if you want to find out about me and my work, there is an article which was written with my picture. I was on the first page of New York Post. Standing by the cage of the dog I fostered, and she got adopted in New York also. So we need to do something about it. This is my plea for you. go on nodogsleftbehind.com, donate, give your part. Try to write a letter to CDC and tell them that what they're doing is going to hurt the effort of the people who are trying to make a difference in this world. And I can tell you that it's really important how we treat animals for building ourselves on a positive way and changing ourselves in a positive way, as well as bringing all these wonderful traits we carry inside in the world. And this ban is going to last for 1 year. And of course, there are people who are dishonest, who trigger this and all, and impacts other people. You can find it. It's NPR, Hear Every Voice, where they're talking about the whole thing and why they decided to ban animals from being imported in this country. So be the voice, comment, let me know what kind of a topic you wish me to cover again on my radio show. I have a lot of passion about dogs and animals per se. And again, I have been working with No Dogs Left Behind. I have been doing night shifts. And to the Chinese people who are trying to hide that, who are trying to harass people who are working on that, it's not doing anything good for anybody. You should be on our side. And a lot of Chinese people and families are being impacted by the whole thing because they lose their animals at home. And no matter what they do, I have seen them, they lock them in cages at home with locks, and they still find a way, the thieves, to get the dogs. And this is not about all Chinese, just some Chinese people who do that. And this is a crime, and this is something that needs global attention, because we are talking about animal rights here. We are talking about the law. We are talking about involving animal advocates. And again, animals are not here to serve us and to be treated in such a horrible way and dropped into a boiling water. Can you imagine what kind of a human being you do such a horrible thing? And it's not about, again, generalizing people and telling that everybody is doing that when it comes to all this country involved in the consumption of dog and cat meat. And there is, these are absolute cultural views which needs to be put behind, so we can confidently move into the world we live in, because it's 21st century and we are not living our life as barbarians. You know, we are not using wooden sticks to hunt for animals for to eat and stuff like this. And I'm comparing this because we cannot continue to live this life right now, which we used to live centuries ago. And there is no excuse for such behavior, and it's a bad example for the world. It's a bad example for the children and everybody else. So please, I definitely have a plea for you to reach China, to do your part, to do something about it, and to help these poor souls so they can stop this heinous slaughtering against these innocent little companions we have at home, and which makes our day just a little bit brighter, especially right now. So I love you guys. All of my books are available on Amazon. You can find out about me on my website, theannabelwaters.com. Please be kind. Please be loving. If you cannot do something good for somebody, don't hurt them. Don't act in a way that you don't want anybody to act around you. Be this loving and compassionate and amazing person. And let's think about that religion is connected to love, compassion, and kindness. And if you don't have these traits, we cannot talk about any religion. Accept people the way they are. Accept animals as part of your life and accept them as somebody that is created by God and it's allowed to share the space with you. And we should be working on rebuilding ourselves based on love, compassion, and kindness. And if we unite and if we start making the difference right now and accepting people the way they are, then things are going to change. And I have this formula created. It goes like this: love, accept, and connect. Because let's face it, no, all of us are the same, and it doesn't mean that our truth is the only truth. And this is really important to understand so we can live together on this planet and share it, because there is space for everybody. But the only thing we need to do is bring this goodness, these amazing traits we carry inside, back into the world and teach our children how to do the same thing. Because everything what we do, how we treat animals, the children are picking up, and that's how they're growing up and they're shaping their personality, and that's how they're going to act into the society, and that's what kind of family they're going to raise. So I wish you an amazing weekend. I love you. Thank you so much for everybody who is listening to my show, Canada, China as well, Russia, Australia. You are amazing. I love you guys so much. My books are available on Amazon. Read it. Let me know what you think about it. I wish you an amazing, amazing, amazing weekend. And I'll be live again next Friday. I really want to talk to you. I really want to find out what is your opinion about what I do. And thank you to India for giving me an amazing opportunity and inviting me to all of their events there, and honoring my work, being the kind of a human being I wish to be, being my tribe of people, and giving me the exposure so I can do my work as a humanitarian and somebody who really wants to see the world transform, you know, to a loving, happy, and joyful place for everybody else, as well as connect people and tell them that there is no reason for all of us to hate each other and to feel separate from each other, because at the end of the day, we are all the same, and we need to understand that. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.